Amir here to talk about. Hello and welcome to Bunta Vista, Comedy Current Events Podcast, episode 339. I'm Theo, and I'm participating in the time-honored tradition of partner's folly, which is, of course, when you perform a well-meaning task on your own initiative, which you think would be helpful and appreciated, but you make one crucial mistake, which sours the whole effort. This is not directly inspired by my own experiences, so please do not ask that. Here you can see me frantically pulling the washing off the line as the rain starts to come down, loading it in the clothes dryer, including my partner's favorite bra, which ruins the wires forever. I'm wearing a dumbass little smile on my face because I think I'm helping. I don't know yet that I am fucked. It's hard to know whether we can truly help one another, or not just within our own spousal relationships, but within our families, our communities, without creating tension or harm at the same time. Perhaps the two are inseparable. Perhaps life just exists in tension, a highly taught state we must simply come to accept. Our camera lifts from my own personal folly into the sky, tweening and tracking across the landscape before plummeting back down again as we find ourselves in another suburban home, similar to and unique from the last. Here we find a man again with that friendly little idiot smile as he takes it upon himself to dress his children for the day's outing, which will involve photos. He is such a good father. He is humming a stupid little tune to himself while he gleefully and obliviously dresses them both in horizontal stripes. He is fucked. It's Andrew. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it going? I'm good. A good boy.
You're a good father.
I'm a good boy.
You're being a good boy.
My actual crime is putting the folded laundry back into the cupboard in the wrong way.
Uh-huh. This is one, yeah, absolutely. And Caitlin is so patient with me, putting all the shit back in the cupboard, and I'm going like, okay, this is exercise stuff. I think it goes in this drawer, and I am wrong every single time. And she just, I don't know when she does it, but she patiently goes and puts it all back because it's important that I'm helping.
In our situation, it's not so much that like I'm putting stuff in entirely the wrong place. It is literally like the sheet is oriented wrong in the way it's facing out of the shelf.
Oh, no.
So yeah, like when the sheets are folded and there's like a folded seam, that should be presented outwards to the person who is opening the door. And if you put them in so that the seam is facing in a different direction, you have fucked up very badly.
Oh, that makes sense. She's presentation pilled,
I guess, because you'd just get a single seam instead of all of the folded bits on the outside, so you could just grab the one thing easily without just grabbing like the top half or the bottom half or something, right?
You know how long it's taken me to learn how to do the folded towel so that the little trim bit goes like across the surface that presented, like in a hotel, you know, from the bottom of the tower, then like there's the little border margin thing, yeah, which has like floral design or whatever
on all towels, correct?
Yes. And to fold it so that it's sitting nicely on the top there,
yeah,
and it's not just looking like a complete shambles of linen.
Yeah,
and that's important.
Now, in fairness, we have had a development a development in our relationship over time, which is that my beautiful wife has said, actually, upon reflection, this is something that I am specifically insane about.
Yeah,
and if I want it to be exactly just so every single time, I think I will take the responsibility on myself to make sure it's done that way.
We don't talk about this, but I think this is what we all must come to in our life, and in accepting others' help as it's given.
Yeah. Because like, I think if we're being really reasonable, we could say that like, if I do occasionally orient the sheet wrong, I haven't like destroyed anything. I haven't, like, the sheets don't stop working, you know? They don't find their way out of the cupboard into another dimension or anything like that. They're there. They're there and we can use them.
They're just not the optimum sheet.
They're just not correct.
Not getting the full room score.
Yeah. And we love each other. And we understand, you know?
That's nice. Yeah. While the camera leaps and bounds ionospherically once more, let's take a moment to consider the obvious allegorical touch points for this tale, the medical cares of President Garfield and Phineas Gage following their woundings at roughly the same point in time in history. The former shot by a malfeasant, but then killed by his carers as they probed in his body in an attempt to find the bullet, their fingers delivering death more surely than the bullet itself. The latter, after a tamping iron was blasted through his skull, had his wound bound loosely so as to drain, and then left two kinds of care, one close, one at arm's length, with only the latter surviving. What are we to make of this as the camera zooms in to a Coles liquor land, to Ben, who's smiling like a moron as he purchases a bottle of Pinot Grigio, a surprise addition to tonight's dinner party at his partner's parents' house? What a lovely, thoughtful thing he's doing. Completely unaware that his partner's parents both suffer from sulfites allergies, a thing he has been told. It's Ben!
Yes. I mean, hey. All the wine that... I just buy the wine that we get at the bar, which is all minimal intervention, minimal sulfites.
So this is like a kind of maybe like a parallel scenario. Kind of... Yeah, yeah, we're playing
I just can't see myself doing that. You guys are just talking about the stuff you do.
No,
and that's not stuff I do.
I've never ruined a bra by putting it in the... What are you talking about? I would never put a bra in the dryer.
I accidentally did that like a week ago. I didn't...
I should have given you that one.
I thought I was being very helpful, but
You thought you were being helpful. You were doing partner's folly.
Yeah, I should have put it in a little garment bag, and I know the little garment bag exists. But I'm really... We've only just moved in together recently, and I'm so not used to extending... my thoughts about other people's needs.
Partner's folly.
And I'm trying my best. I don't want to be one of those, you know, when the fear that when women are talking to each other, they're talking about how stupid their husband is. Yeah. I don't want to be one of those guys.
No. Mm. Or that simply that he does nothing. Because imagine imagine if you were too afraid to try and help others and then people just took that to mean that you...
You didn't want to. You didn't have the urge
didn't care
to help.
And you didn't care to.
That, of course, is the devious nature of the partner's folly. It's not because you don't care and you haven't listened and you haven't tried.
Yeah.
It's that you do care and you mostly listened and you did try.
Yeah.
God, what a podcast. Yes. This rules.
We're socialized wrong because of sexism. It affects all of us, all right? We're all having a hard time. I almost ruined one of your bras.
You don't need that thing anyway, babe.
Oh, boy.
Society puts these limits on you.
Yeah.
To try to bring you down.
Let's get you out of those shackles.
Christ alive. We're firing shots in every direction, and one of us might accidentally catch a stray. That's a phenomenon that we observe in the Clipping Report. Usually these are taken from sort of like the last 7 to 14 days, because that seems like a good amount of time to get a bunch of these. This is taken from the last 4 days. Just the last, well, the 4 days from before when I did the notes. Here we go.
4 days. Yeah. So that is less than a handful of days, if I understand correctly.
Yes. Bountiful haul this time.
That's right. The harvest was good. We won't have to sell the cow.
Yeah. Sorry, can't take any more regulations.
That's right. No one was injured at a Walmart in Locust, North Carolina, after a customer's gun fired into the ceiling when it fell out of its holster while the customer was bending down to pick something up.
In Locust?
Locust, North Carolina.
People in America be living in places called Locust, North Carolina.
Yeah.
I'm from Idaho. Good?
A man and a woman were both injured in a liquor store in Miami Beach, Florida, after another man inside the store's gun fired when he reached into his bag.
What are guns doing?
Just a loose safety-off gun in your bag, huh?
And it injured two people.
Yeah. Yes.
So, one must either assume shrapnel... Or a through and through.
Or,
like when you line up two people in
That sniper game.
Sniper Elite 4.
Yeah.
To blast four nuts off of
I was going to say, are their balls okay?
A woman in Ammon, Idaho, which you guys might remember, actually, from the last episode. That's the place where the guy bought that truck with fake checks. That was in Ammon.
I wasn't on that one.
Got that F-150. Oh, that was a wonderful episode. You should go back and listen to that.
I should have been on that.
You're on it in spirit. Yeah,
instead of having diarrhea.
Yeah, you had diarrhea. a woman in Ammon, Idaho, suffered a gunshot to the leg while walking with a man when the man readjusted his bag on his shoulder, causing the gun inside the bag to fire. Loose gun in my bag.
Guns just jostling around.
Yeah.
Bumping into each other.
Yeah, it's in there with my collection of knitting needles.
Yeah.
And they're loose as well. And it looks like one might have gotten inside the trigger guard. And then using the power of leverage.
It's in my bag where I keep all my used diabetes syringes. I'm not really game to reach right in. I just have to shake the bag around until it comes out.
A 47-year-old employee at a gun shop in Wichita suffered a laceration to the face from a piece of flying glass after another employee at the store, 33, accidentally fired a gun when removing it from a shelf.
What if you stored the guns without bullets in them?
Why is there a bullet in the gun?
Yeah.
In your gun shop, the bullet stop in Wichita. How come there's
bullet
how
stop.
Come there's a
the
bullet,
bullet
in
stops
there?
Here.
Yeah. The bullet stops outside the shop once it's gone through the wall because the guy just fired it.
Will the bullet stop in you?
We're not going to check every gun.
We are busy people. We have other shit going on.
Have a look around. You see how many guns are in here? Do you want to check them all?
Yeah. You're going to count work every is not box of bullets?
A 65-year-old woman in Augusta, Georgia, was shot while in a camper trailer as a result of two men nearby doing target practice without an adequate backstop.
I'm just picturing somebody setting up a cardboard target between them and the RV.
Yeah. Apparently, their gunfire hit a bunch of camper trailers, but she was the only one that got hit. No good. A turkey hunter in Bunnell, Florida... suffered birdshot injuries to the head and torso when he was mistakenly shot by another turkey hunter who mistook the first hunter's decoy turkey as a real turkey. The man told the 911 operator, quote, "We were turkey hunting and I saw what I thought was a gobbler. He had a decoy set up and I didn't know he was there."
Yeah, he got VP'd.
Holy fuck, that's a turkey.
Gobbler?
Pop, 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 pop.
You guys see a gobbler?
Yeah, he got Dick Cheney'd.
There's a surprisingly still gobbler over there. A man at a campsite in Tishomingo, Oklahoma, accidentally shot himself after his revolver fell out of his pocket, hit a rock, and fired. The bullet traveled up through his leg and into his chest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now that's some sniper elite shit right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't want it traveling around inside you. You want, ideally, for the bullet to be spending as brief a time as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. It's either going to stop or it's going to go straight through and like soar off.
Yeah. When a bullet has a journey through your body, you want it to be visiting as few locations as possible.
When you start saying the bullet described a path.
Yeah.
Stop. You have fucked up.
I don't want to list the number of places in my body that the bullet traveled through.
You don't want the bullet forming a hypotenuse in your body.
You don't want more than one entry and exit wound each.
Yeah.
You don't want the bullet having a series of slides that it shows to family members about all the beautiful different locations in your body that it visited before... Yeah. Coming to a stop inside your chest.
Linked by pins and string. Starting here, exiting here. Back and to the left.
Back and to the left.
Also, what pocket we keeping our gun in?
Fellas, you know I'm keeping it in the right. Because it's my dominant hand.
Oh, he's a right-handed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's loaded as well. And also cocked. Yeah. Just in case you need to draw.
I actually have special jeans where the pockets are backwards so that I can keep my revolver in my left pocket, reach around samurai style.
I've got a dissenting opinion here. I think that this was...
Samurai reach around?
That's right.
I think that this was in the breast pocket of like a denim shirt.
Oh, nice.
Like barrel down.
That is a fucked up place to keep you going.
So that the whole handle is just kind of swinging around and everything. Mm-hmm. And all he's got to do is just kind of lean forward to point at something on the ground. He doesn't even have to get all the way down to the ground. And that bad boy is coming out.
Yeah, you don't want to be one of those sickos that keeps their gun in their back pocket.
That's crazy, because when you sit down, it'd be so uncomfortable.
Yeah, on the bus or whatever, yeah, you lose a feeling in your legs.
It puts your spine out of alignment.
Yeah, it's not good. My hips off kilter. Yeah. My chiropractor hates it when I carry my gun in my back pocket.
Admit it. Admit chiropractic is fake. A 41-year-old plumber in Covington, Tennessee, was found passed out in his car in the parking lot of a police station after driving himself there following an incident where he accidentally shot himself while using the flashlight on his gun to find a lost set of keys.
Incredible.
So imagine Sherlock Holmes trying to piece that one together in his stupid little mind palace.
So he was that trying to
spinning
look-
around.
Was he looking in his own pockets with the flashlight?
Must have been.
How was he looking for the key and still pointing the torch / gun at himself?
I reckon he probably got a ricochet.
Mm.
Probably.
He was pointing the gun because the gun's a natural pointing instrument.
Yeah. Very directional. Strongly directional, the gun.
It's got a little sight on the end there. You can see exactly where you're pointing.
Hey, when you point a gun at someone,
yeah.
You beat me to it. First thing I was thinking, three fingers pointing back at you and one kind of curled around.
Yeah.
And one barrel pointing forwards, very importantly.
That's ideally, yeah.
It's really the barrel that's carrying the accusation.
Yeah.
Where are my keys? I say, pointing into the footwell of my car. Where are my keys?
What'd you do with my keys?
Doing Batman voice as I point my flashlighted gun around the garage.
Do you reckon Batman just got drunk? Like, wait, I'm using a gun tonight.
Fuck it. This will be way easier.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Oh, it's a fucking Joker. You're dead. Bam. Bam.
I like the idea that this guy had the flashlight, but he was like, well, it's really supposed to be clipped onto a gun.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, like, yes, I could use it just like this. I could press the button and just turn it on and look around with it. Not really how it's intended to be used. I wouldn't have bought a tactical flashlight for my Glock if I wasn't going to put it on there and use it.
Yeah.
You know?
I would have bought the unstrategic torch.
Yeah. It's cheaper.
How am I meant to find my keys without tactics?
A 35-year-old man in Syracuse, New York, died after accidentally shooting himself in the groin during an argument.
Wow.
No one has ever lost an argument that hard. You shot yourself in the groin, plus you're dead, plus you're wrong, plus ratio, plus L. That is tragic.
You think MSG allergies are real? Well, what about this? Blam!
Man.
It's unclear what point he was trying to make.
It's so tantalizing, though. Like, wouldn't you love to know what the argument was about?
Oh, I would have loved to have been a fly on that wall wearing a bulletproof vest.
Yeah.
I am absolutely doing the Sniper Elite X-ray vision on every single one of these stories in my head. I'm sorry.
It's fun to imagine.
We've talked about, like, the weird cultural intersection there that, like...
Are you talking about the penis thing?
The penis thing! You can show people's balls getting blasted off, like just getting exploded.
But you can't show their penis.
But you cannot show their dongs flapping around with NVIDIA physics applied, you know? It's just, we're a very strange
society.
People.
Commentary. What does this say about us?
What does it say? I want to know!
Sometimes,
I want to know what it says about us that they can't show the penis in the Sniper Elite X-ray vision, but they can't show the ball. balls.
The balls getting smithereened.
No one will tell me. Why am I so obsessed with this?
Not sure. Honestly, it's unclear. But hey, you know what? Sometimes you only notice when things in society are strange when you take a sort of a big overhead view of them.
Yes.
Which is something that you could do from a plane. It's time for Plainly Speaking.
This is your captain speaking. Please return your seats to their upright positions as we are coming in hot on another edition of Plainly Speaking.
Now I'm doing it. I'm going to point out that this is usually Lucy's domain.
Yes.
She got on that dumb bitch juice last night.
She had a couple of pet gnats at the Tasmanian Greens after party for the election, I think.
Yeah.
I didn't look at how they went. Actually, should I have done that?
Yeah. Are they drinking because the outcome was really good or really bad?
Yeah. Hard to say. I was also drinking quite heavily last night. I went to bed at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I got up at 8:30 to do this podcast, and I feel fucking great.
Yeah, but that's just because of your moral fortitude, Ben.
Yeah. But also, it's later for you, Andrew. You didn't have to. It doesn't matter. We don't have to litigate this.
Whose fault is that, though? You chose where to live.
I also chose what time we started. So whose
nice
fault
bed.
Is it?
Yeah. I made
and
this.
I love lager.
This comes to us from KSL in Texas, Keeve Saint Laurent.
Kick sucking lips. That's right.
Texan bumped from Salt Lake flights, tried to fly home as stowaway, charges say. Now that's a throwback.
Yeah.
People just don't stow away anymore.
We don't get... Yeah.
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 Let me get in the cargo hold.
Like in really sad situations where people try and get in like the wheel of like a jet to escape
and then
their country.
They freeze to death.
But like there's also funny ones as well, like this one.
Or that woman that compulsively sneaks onto planes and
yes.
is like banned from airports.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, even though I'm sure that she was very unwell, I also can't help but picture her going, tee-hee-hee.
Oh, my God.
Gets
and she's
on
so
yet
good
another
at
plane.
Yeah, she's the Pink Panther of sneaking onto air flights.
Yeah.
And that's something to be proud of, I think. She's not causing no harm.
Have you
What's
seen
the
Pink Panther? Just out of curiosity.
No.
Yeah.
Is he good?
Who do you reckon that he is in the Pink Panther?
The
just
Pink
out
Panther.
Of curiosity. Okay.
You're talking about the anthropomorphic...
No, I'm
because
talking about the burglar.
Cartoon
cat?
Okay, no, because in the Pink Panther, the Pink Panther series of films, the Pink Panther is a statue that someone is trying to steal.
No, it's the guy played by Gene Wilder.
No, says no Gene Wilder in the Pink Panther.
No, it's Peter Sellers, and he is playing the clumsy Inspector
Clouseau. Oh, so close!
Yeah.
There's fucking nothing funnier than a silly French guy, I tell you what.
I was
yeah, there
so
is
close.
No...
You guys knew I meant Peter Sellers when I said Gene Wilder.
Didn't really. They're not
I mean,
very
I knew
similar
what the
people.
Correct thing was. I didn't know whether you meant it. There's no character called the Pink Panther in the Pink Panther. There is just an object called the Pink Panther, but they had to retain the title
it's
for all
of
the sequels.
Sort of like a character in itself, though.
Well, they sort of made their bed and had to lie in it because that's what people thought the guy was called. So, like, there are movies in the series called, like, Son of the Pink Panther, which makes no fucking sense.
Right.
It's, yeah.
Because they're thinking that everyone thinks, just like me, like a normal person would, that the Pink Panther is actually the guy that's really good at sneaking into
because
things, like, Frenchly, like, whistling. Is he French, at least?
Is who French?
The Pink Panther.
Pink Panther is a statue.
Still not a person.
The main
person.
Character is not a burglar. The main character is a detective who is trying to catch burglars.
But he's very bad at solving the crimes.
Yeah.
The guy that's...
It's the exact opposite of what you're saying. He's not competent and he's not a burglar. He's incompetent and he's a cop.
No, the one that's got... He's in like a little black like turtleneck. And he's trying to sneak into things and take the painting or whatever.
Yeah.
The distaff with the ruby on it.
Mm-hmm.
The first film in the series derives its name from a pink diamond that has enormous size and value.
He's trying to take the pink diamond.
The diamond is called the Pink Panther because the floor at its center, when viewed closely, is said to resemble a leaping pink panther.
Yeah, and that's where the thief gets his name from because he stole the famous Pink Panther diamond.
The phrase was used for all the subsequent films, even when the jewel did not figure in the plot.
The gentleman jewel thief is called the Phantom.
No, that's a different thing in the newspaper.
How about this for a depressing sentence, Ben? The jewel appeared in 6 of the 11 films.
Yeah, it's a lot of movies.
11!
Yeah.
They ever catch that Pink Panther?
The Pink Panther is too sneaky. A Texas man is facing a federal charge after he claimed he kept getting bumped from his flights at the Salt Lake City International Airport, so he allegedly tried to sneak on a plane by taking a picture of a child's boarding pass while she wasn't looking.
Hacker man.
Yeah, dope.
That's honestly, that's tradecraft, spycraft, whatever it is. This guy has it, and he's doing it.
CIA, are you listening? NSA, are you listening?
This guy's a fucking operator.
Yeah. You're telling me it's just a stupid little barcode?
Yeah, I'll take a photo of it.
I'll take a photo, no problem. I'll put my phone under the scanner. Yeah, I've got the picture right here, already pre-prepared on the screen. Screen's up full brightness.
Yep, no I'm cracks straight on screen. Right? Yeah, let me go. Yeah. Yes, my name is Annabelle.
Yeah, I saw another kid somewhere around here. I think he might have picked up my tick or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
If he helps me, just
I have maybe Benjamin Button's disease, and it's also for gender.
That's right. I have progeria.
At some point, boy, is your face going to be red.
Yeah. I'm filming this. You are cancelled. Why are you asking me these questions?
What do you mean, is the passport what I looked like before or what I'm going to look like later? You can't ask me that.
I don't know which direction I'm going anymore.
It's hard to keep track of. Oh, the fascinatingly named Wycliffe Eve Fleurizard.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's the guy! That's the guy from the...
From the movie? Wycliffe Eve Fleurizard?
Yes! Little black suit. It's all connected.
Do you reckon this guy has two younger brothers called Wycliffe Eve Fleurmander and Wycliffe
Keep going.
Eve...
Keep going.
Charmander?
Charmander, Bulbasaur.
No, what's the second
Squirtle.
One?
Squirtle.
What's the second?
Oh, I get you. Pikachu. You got Charmander.
Charizard.
Yeah, you're right. What's the one in the middle?
He's in the middle and he's only got a younger brother.
Wycliffe Eve Flamelian is his...
Flamelian? They took a detour on...
Charmander. Charmeleon. Charizard.
Right.
Yes.
Charmeleon.
And how would that work with all of their last names changing like that, Ben?
Shut up.
He's from the Southeast Asian.
Anyway, right. He was charged Monday in U.S. District Court of Utah with being a stowaway on an aircraft.
What's the crime?
Yeah.
One extra guy on a plane? The plane weighs like 800 tons.
Dude, have you seen how big planes are? They weigh so much.
He's one man.
One man.
The plane actually likes having all those people in there, okay?
Yeah.
Plane feel better.
Yeah, plane loves having all the people in my tummy.
A plane is never sadder than when you make it fly with like 4 people on it.
Yeah. Is there something wrong
with
me? Tummy's
empty.
Yeah. Oh, I wish my tummy was so round and full.
Okay. Anthropomorphic plane, pink cheeks.
Yeah. Blushing. Ooh, they're wriggling in there.
And that, to be clear, that's what the plane wants.
That's what the plane wants.
A lot of folks in there, it wants them jostling around. You know, the real irony, Ben, is that what a plane actually fucking loves more than anything is the nightmare scenario for the passengers where you see one of those videos and it's like 80% of the fuselage is full of Swifties on their way to a concert and they're all singing along with one person with an acoustic guitar up the front.
Holy fuck.
And waving their arms back and forth.
Yeah.
They're like the
horrible
pride
for
flights.
You and me. Horrible for you and me. The plane fucking loves it.
Yeah, plane smiling. Ooh. He's got the like the transparent cutaway there. You can see
so you can see what's inside. Yeah.
You can see what's...
Oh, they're all swaying side to side. That feels so good.
I love the music.
Yep. When the plane
asks you what the podcast Bunta Vista is.
It's a comedy current events podcast. What else do you want? Okay, we're talking about the news.
We're talking about current events and the things that planes do and don't
things
like.
Things that matter.
Yeah.
God.
Yes.
Yeah.
However, if it has a bunch of drunk Australians on it on their way to Bali and they're sort of getting into fistfights and they have to ground the plane early, that's the equivalent to the plane getting an upset tummy and having to do diarrhea.
Yeah, that's toxic for the plane.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, my tummy.
My tummy. I got to get these guys out of here.
Yeah, I got to get on a toilet quick. Yep.
And you stop somewhere, get those guys out of there, and you're on your way again.
And knowing how much time and attention to devote to this thing we're doing right now is what makes us professional podcasters. That's right.
Yeah. Maybe they make diapers for planes.
They do it far too long. Some people, they'd only sort of make the one weird reference to impreg planes and then leave it and keep going.
Or sort of do it obliquely. So if you know, you know. But if you don't know, well, then, you know, no harm, no foul.
Like, if you're familiar with the lore of this podcast, which is that... I don't even know. Do we make a lot of references to vore, I guess?
Do we?
I think it's mainly you, man.
Probably more than like...
More than like NPR.
NPR.
I would say.
More vore than NPR.
That's our promise. And also, we had a listener who has a vore kink write in to tell us that it's okay for us to make fun of it because it is kind of silly.
We've got permission.
We have the pass.
We've got the vore pass.
And if you want it, you can just take a photo of ours.
That's right, while we're not looking.
On Sunday, Fluorizard boarded a Delta flight in Salt Lake City headed for Austin, Texas. After getting on the plane, Fluorizard was spotted opening the door to the emergency equipment storage area, according to charging documents. Don't do that. A flight attendant then directed Fluorizard to the bathroom at the front of the plane.
That just paints such a good picture. He's like jostling the lock on the emergency equipment thing, and they're like, oh, you lost there, sir. I must have been looking for the toilet.
Looking for somewhere to shit, actually.
I have to shit real bad. Can you help me out by pointing me to the toilet? Not to this place. What even is this?
Yeah, I could probably stay in the toilet while you guys take off, actually. I wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm going to be.
Don't wait on my account. Don't wait on my account.
This is a 45, I reckon. That's what I call a 45-minute shit. I'm going to be in there for a fair while.
Yeah. I'll probably be coming out when the seatbelt light goes on.
Yes.
No, comes off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine.
I'll come out
when
I'm supposed to. Don't worry.
Yes.
Don't worry. Quote, Fluorizard spent a significant amount of time in the lavatory while others were boarding, and he did not lock the door while occupying the lavatory. After boarding was complete, and just before the aircraft doors were secured, Fluorizard exited the front lavatory and made his way to the back of the aircraft and entered the back lavatory, according to the charges.
This guy's a fucking pro.
What an operator.
Tradecraft. Operator. Yes. He's like that guy with the mustache and the glasses from Sicario. This guy.
Yeah, like, or the guy from...
Yep. The Pink Panther? The pro move of not locking the door so that there isn't the outward indicator that there's someone in there. Like, it's a bit of a risk, but obviously, probably the smarter move. And then changing bathrooms so that, you know, if they're like, oh, fuck, we didn't check the front one.
Yeah.
He's already in the back.
He's already changed.
He's just got to keep him moving.
You know? He's like the wind. He's like Zeno's Paradox.
Yeah, don't stay in the same location for too long. You know, that's how they track you down. When he got out of the bathroom, all the seats on the plane were full. Oh, no.
That's my nightmare. That's so awkward.
Yeah, come out like, oh. No effort. Little old me to sit, hey? I wonder how that worked out.
Yeah. What if you just like, you know how you see those people on planes who are clearly uncomfortable sitting down for the entire flight? So like they'll just sort of stand up near the toilets or sort of walk in the aisles. You seen those guys? The plane walkers?
Oh, yeah, I don't understand them.
Yeah,
I'm trying to be stationary as much as I can.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
Just in general.
What if you could pretend to be one of those guys for like the entire flight?
Yeah.
And then he's got to sneak back into the toilet for landing.
Yeah. Like, oh, sorry, I just got ants in my pants.
Yeah.
I'm just...
Classic me.
Yeah. I have restless leg syndrome. here's a card I made up that says, I have restless leg syndrome. You gotta let me walk.
It's just a photo of someone else's restless leg syndrome card.
Now, on a nonstop flight, we're talking 2 hours and 40. That's a decent amount of time to be trying to circulate yourself between the bathrooms for the entire duration of a completely occupied flight.
Yeah.
I think it's doable.
Yeah.
If it was Canberra to Sydney and you got yourself like a 30-minute flight time, easy.
Yeah.
Easy, I reckon.
Yeah.
But this is on the outer limits. Yeah. You know?
But what are they going to do when you get spooky. There? They're just going to go, hey, saw you walking around a whole bunch, like not really sitting down anyway. What's your deal? And he's like, oh, sorry, I got to go to the toilet.
Yeah, got a shit.
Got a shit.
Yeah. Oh, I got to get. Oh, my tummy.
Oh,
sorry. I was shitting for an hour and now my restless leg syndrome is even worse than normal because of how long I was sitting down to shit.
Carrying me to the next toilet.
Yeah. I reckon if you just alternated, you got half an hour in the toilet, go for a little walk for 20 minutes, half an hour in the other toilet, you just keep doing that. And that 3 hours, that 2 hour and 40 minutes, that'll just disappear. And then bam, you're in Austin, Texas, baby.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
City of Angels.
Yes.
I'm trying to understand a sequence of events here. So he got on the plane. He's been in the shitter, blah, blah, blah. When he got out of the bathroom, all the seats of the plane were full. Uh-oh. Florizard claimed he was in a seat that was already occupied. But a flight attendant confirmed that it was not Florizard's seat.
Yeah.
The charges state. On account of the person who had a ticket sitting in it. I think.
Yeah, he probably wasn't like counting on them checking.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm in one of those seats, he says, just waving towards the front half of the plane.
Yeah.
I mean,
I got to see that bathroom up there. See what that one's all about. Upon further investigation by searching his weird name, the flight attendants, quote, were unable to locate a valid ticket or booking reservation for him. I would have said, hey, must be a glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah, your computer's fucked up.
You guys should look into your IT systems. Always down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always something, isn't it? You probably have to update the app. Probably can't do that up here because you can't get internet
how you guys
on planes.
IT.
Oh, you can now, huh? Interesting.
We once like went and took our seats and had a couple come up to us and be like, excuse me, you're in our seat. I'm like, oh. I'm pretty sure we're not. I'm pretty sure we're in our seat. What does your ticket say? And they're like, oh, sorry, but you're in our seat. Our seat is, you know, 20A and 20B. And like, we like literally take the ticket out of the pocket and says on it that is our seat. It's like, and they're like, it took us like three rounds of doing this before we convinced them to produce their
to
ticket.
Look at their own ticket.
And it says like 12B. Like, oh, well, they just like silently like turn and walk away. No apology, no anything.
Not even
like,
sorry for being a huge freak.
Yeah. Hey, those are our seats. No, they're not.
Or are they?
Do I look like the kind of guy that wouldn't quadruple check that I'm getting in the right seat because I'm terrified of this interaction specifically?
Yeah. I'm or any so interaction. Sure that I'm not going
not
to
interact.
Look at my ticket.
On my profile, it just says D&I.
Yeah, we're getting
no
you.
No further narrowing it down.
We should get you one of the vests that they put on like guide dogs in training.
Yes.
You know?
Anxious.
Yeah.
Do not touch me.
I am not a pet.
So they figured out that they didn't have a valid ticket or booking reservation for him. The plane was forced to return to the gate. Where police were waiting for Florizard. So has the plane not taken off yet?
No,
it's still on the run.
Or it's landed.
Yeah.
Because he's got in the...
They really want to get this before it becomes like an air-based plane.
I guess so.
Much harder to remedy.
To get a passenger off, yes.
Yes. Or at least, you know, they don't let you just chuck them out anymore.
No. If you don't have a ticket, though, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody could have chucked him off and done the Indiana Jones reference, you know?
Yes.
The Last Crusade. No ticket. And everyone would have had their phones out.
Get off my plane.
Yeah, that one too. If you looked a bit like Harrison Ford, you would have been fanging to throw this man out of a plane.
Yeah.
Officers went back and reviewed surveillance video and observed Florizard.
How did they do it? How did he do it? This guy's like a ghost.
This guy's like this guy from Sicario or the Pink Panther.
The Pink Panther from Sicario. He observed Florizard in the boarding area taking photos of multiple passengers' phones and or boarding passes not looking, including a girl passenger.
Yeah, it's sickening that he would do this to a girl passenger. Women, I promise to never take a photo of your boarding pass.
Women deserve to be passengers too. I think
I will only impersonate men.
That's right. Probably just smarter. Like, that might buy you a couple extra minutes on the plane.
It is closer to my appearance.
The footage also shows Florizard using his phone as a boarding pass when he enters the plane, according to charging documents. When the girl, who was traveling alone, attempted to get on the plane after Florizard, the system showed that she was already on board, like a certain Mark Garland.
It's a Mark Garland situation. Past. Yeah.
After being taken into custody, Florizard agreed to talk to the police. He said that he had been on a snowboarding trip to Park City, radical, but needed to get home to Texas because his family was scheduled to visit from Florida. He was supposed to fly on a buddy pass on Southwest Airlines. What the fuck is that?
No fucking idea.
But there were no available seats when he first attempted to fly home on Saturday, and his rebooked flight on Sunday was overbooked, so he was not able to get on that one either, according to the charges. Now, I have to say, I am on this man's side. You tried to book a flight twice and were unsuccessful. I think you should just get on the plane anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
We've spoken about this before, but the whole American thing of being like, oh, I'm on standby for a flight and we'll see if someone doesn't turn up for it, and if there's space, they'll let me on the plane. They have such a cavalier attitude to flight bookings. It's fucking insane.
Overbooking.
Yeah, they overbook those flights or whatever. I just don't understand. And a buddy pass is a standby ticket that an airline employee can distribute to family or friends. So you can just like wait and see whether you can get on the plane or not. I'm not going to the fucking airport if I don't know that I'm getting on a plane.
Yeah.
It's half an hour away.
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, if it's actually important to me that I be at a place by a certain time, I don't know, maybe family is coming from interstate to see me, I'll probably buy a ticket instead of engaging in airport lottery.
Yeah. Also, this man loves his family. Isn't that beautiful?
Is Southwest Airlines against the American family now?
They're trying to destroy your family. It's happening to you right now. And what are you doing about it? Nothing.
You're getting mad at this man who simply tried to be reunited with his family? This guy is like the movie Milo and Otis, except he is the dog and also the cat.
Yeah. Yeah.
This guy's like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, who I think is the name of the main character in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
He doesn't make it fun of me.
Oh, there he is. There he is. He's on the poster. How could he not be in the movie?
The second movie is called Son of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
The Planes, Trains, and Automobiles returns, you know? Anyway, he left the Southwest boarding area and ended up in the Delta boarding area. Any port in a storm, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Quote, Florizard admitted he had made a mistake and was only trying to get home, the charges say. And is it illegal to make a mistake now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you depicted these events in a movie, this would be like a lighthearted family romp with a tier one operator.
He's just trying to get home.
Yeah. Get him home.
There's the one
like the
moment.
Martian.
There's the one
main
moment
from The Martian
where the operator from Sicario makes an impassioned plea to the airport police who are holding him in the office. He takes off his glasses that have the bit of tape on them, you know, gives them a little clean, wipes away just one tear from his eyes, and explains he's just trying to get home.
Yeah,
God,
for Christmas
I should watch
or whatever.
Again.
What a fucking great movie.
What a great movie.
I've watched that movie so many times.
Man's made a lot of good movies. That might be like his best, purest kind of thing.
And written by Taylor Sheridan in a trio of sensational neo-noir films.
Oh, please go on.
I believe he did it in a run with Hell or High Water and also the not quite as good, but still pretty good Wind River.
Oh, Wind River's the one with a friend of the show, Jeremy Renner, right? Plus, he's reunited with his co-star, Elizabeth Olsen, from
True.
The Marvel movies. So if yes. you kind of squint, you can imagine that it's Hawkeye and the Scarlet Witch investigating a horrible murder.
I don't think I've ever seen Elizabeth Olsen in anything. Right now, I'm confusing her with the...
Elizabeth Holmes.
With Elizabeth Holmes. No, not Elizabeth Holmes. Now, she would make a good Pink Panther.
She's got that black turtleneck on.
If Elizabeth Holmes turned out to be a cat burglar, that's definitely something that would be in a headline. It's time for headline news.
Once.
Murderer pretends to be confused during arrest after dumping human remains in local ponds.
What?
What?
Human remains? I just came down here. Hey, I just came down here to feed the ducks. That you're saying you saw me throw something in the pond?
Bread?
I thought I was throwing breadcrumbs in the pond. There's something in the pond? What? How could I have seen it? I was looking for my precious ducks.
Why are you guys all wearing matching blue clothes?
Yeah. Where are my
are you
precious
like Blue
ducks?
Man Group?
A bit suspicious
is
if you ask
blue
me.
Blue Man Group? 95-year-old blind veteran skis for the first time in 80 years and yodels all the way down.
We've all been there, folks. It's a tale as old as time.
That's so beautiful that they've mistaken his screams of terror for a beautiful yodel.
I'm also imagining him just like shooting off the edge of the mountain at the end.
Yodeling all the way down to his grave.
What a way to go, though.
The hell.
He was yodeling with joy to the very end.
He yodeled out of our lives so suddenly.
You know, someone yodels into your life, you don't think they're going to be yodeling out of your life so soon.
And lastly, winter showers bring stinging flowers. Meet scorpion weed.
Hell yeah.
I don't want to.
No, imagine if that's a guy. That's a guy's name, Scorpion Weed.
No, I'm trying to smoke up on that shit personally.
Yeah.
I think I've met Scorpion Weed out the back of a tire shop trying to smell stepped on marijuana.
And that concludes headline news.
Fantastic.
Yeah. There's another segment where we explore headlines and their stories, but only, and this is weird, from the Netherlands. It's time for Netherlands Corner.
I'm from Holland. Isn't that
weird? From the NL Times. Experts argue for coexistence with vermin, not extermination. Let the rats live in your mouth.
You can live with the rats.
Yeah. If you're cold, they're cold.
Put them in your pockets.
The contact between humans and rats typically ends with the latter's death. Not if I'm involved.
Yeah,
personally.
Not if I'm involved. Yeah.
I'm not like, I don't have a 100% kill rate on seeing a rat and killing a rat.
Yeah. I am squealing and moving away.
Shit.
Ugh.
That was a rat.
Yeah.
I'm not like,
there's a rat.
I'm sorry, but I think you are fucking crazy. If you see a rat and your first impulse is, I've got to get a hold of that.
You're lucky I'm strapped, and also there's a bullet in the chamber, and the safety isn't on, and it's right here in my back pocket.
They're part of God's creation, right?
They are part of
part of God's creation, like they're one of God's creatures. So, like, just killing it instinctively seems like fucked.
I get to use this now. One of the so my third transition in the intro this morning was going to be to our fourth podcaster, Lucy.
Yeah, Lucy.
Who was sipping on that dumb bitch juice last night.
That's right.
And about how maybe life isn't Maybe it's funny how we have actually managed to eke out any kind of happiness. Because, like, if you consider everything God's creatures, then that also considers those, like, caterpillars whose apparent only role in life is to have, like, the parasitic wasps lay eggs in their brains
mm-hmm.
and hatch and then, like, you know, drive them around like a little, like mecha or something.
Yeah.
Until the like, eggs hatch and then mm-hmm. their brains pop.
Which
that's
that was
their
me.
Whole existence.
And that could be us.
Yeah.
That could have been us.
That could have been us. So life it's really, it's fascinating that we have any kind of happiness at all. And what do you make of that? Is that something, is that nihilistic or something? That's something you grab with both hands and say, yes, I'm allowed this happiness. I don't know.
Yeah, I've not figured that one
out. What about
out
those
yet.
Fish that, like, there's the parasite that goes in and, like, eats their tongue and then...
And replaces
hey,
their tongue?
I'm your new tongue now. It's me. It's Bob.
Hey,
your
buddy.
New tongue. Hey.
I'm your tongue.
I'm your tongue.
It's lovely to meet you. I'm your tongue.
You and me are going to be spending some more time together. I'm your tongue.
Just want to introduce myself. I just moved in. Just, I am your tongue.
Just moved into your mouth and head permanently forever now. Until you die.
You weren't too attached to your old tongue, were you?
Yeah.
This isn't your granddaddy's tongue.
No, it's
me.
Oh.
What were we talking about?
Rats.
Rats are God's creations, but
rats
so
are
is a lot of other
children.
So is a lot of other stuff though.
Like they're
I'm
imbued
just
with
say,
a...
there's lots of other stuff out there that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Rats are God's children. He wants you to keep them in your pockets.
Yes.
How will you ever find out if you can be piloted like a Ratatouille type situation? You know? Unless you give it a chance. Are you not open to the wonders of the world and the universe?
9 out of 10 rats will try and like scurry off as quickly as possible and they'll like scratch up your scalp and stuff. But the 10th rat.
Maybe.
You got yourself a Ratatouille sort of situation.
Here's the thing. It is a common misconception that all the rats are good at cooking. Rats have different interests.
Rats have different skills.
Maybe you're going to get a rat that's really good at like turntablism, you know?
Yeah.
That's actually what happened to DJ Shadow.
Yeah, maybe you are going to be the person who gets the rat that will let you scratch like DJ Premiere.
Do you think that introducing was made by a ratless man?
Yeah, I have zero evidence that there were no rats involved in the making of introducing. How many photos have you seen of Jay Dilla where he wasn't wearing a hat?
Yes.
You know?
Jamiroquai.
Jamiroquai. Hat. Always got his hat on.
That's where
every
his rat
single
is.
Artist that always wears a hat, Elvis Costello.
Ever notice how many Formula One drivers have their heads covered all the way through the races? Wow, he has seemingly unnatural reflexes.
Devo. That's hats. Four rats.
That's...
Daft Punk, heads covered at all times. Yeah.
They're anonymous because they don't want you to know they're rats.
Sun O, they wear the hooded capes for a reason.
Buckethead, there's like
30. Oh my God.
I think we've really stumbled onto something here.
You know why Devin Townsend had the skullet? To make it very clear that he didn't have a rat. He's all natural, baby.
Yeah, he is all natural. Actually, Devin Townsend's like, there's nothing. He's doing it all by himself. Yeah. Devin Townsend guy doesn't need a rat.
That's right.
Yeah, I would also think, like, regardless of the rat's talents, that a lot of my problems would be solved just if a rat was piloting me. Like, in regards to, like, my agency and, like, my personal choice and that sort of stuff. Like, being, like, regretting, like, anything that I do, et cetera. You know, having to be able to like, you know, optionality.
Oh, you're saying, like, you wouldn't spend 24 hours turning over in your mind a minor choice of phrasing you made during a breakfast
that
conversation.
Maybe I made towards, you know, where I called both you and your lovely partner, hey, boys. Like,
yeah.
And, like, maybe that was something that would ruin my friendship. If the rat did it, I'd just blame the rat.
Yeah, fucking the rat is choosing odd phrasing
when
I talk to people. But, hey, it's the rat, baby.
Yeah, it's not a 37-year-old man, like, just thinking he has to come up with a new way to reference people every time or else it'll be boring.
Hey, when you get mad at me for something, maybe think about, would you get mad at me If a rat had done it?
Yeah, if a rat was piloting me, would you still be mad?
Would it feel fair of you to be mad at me if you knew that I didn't make that choice?
Slow tempo, piano music starts. If a rat was piloting me, would you be mad? What if rat was piloting me?
Flawless.
Like, they used to have a lot more occupations where people had to wear a hat, right? They, you know, the bus driver used to wear a hat.
Yeah, cab drivers, hats.
The guy who operated the elevator in your building, you know, that guy wearing a hat.
Hat maker probably wears a hat because they're free. And also, if it's too sick, you just swap the rat over.
Hat makers probably wear hats because they're free.
Like, when I worked at Domino's, I ate a lot of pizza, okay?
Yeah.
It's not that pizza was my favorite food, it's because it was there.
It was there.
But just rolling back, the hat makers, they get sick because of the mercury, right? And they lose their ability to make hats. But if you swap the rat over, I think I'm onto something here. We can reintroduce mercury for felting.
I think you've got this ass backwards. I think if you went to a small old Western town and you were told that there's a guy that's a hat maker and a guy that's not a hat maker, and you've got to choose one to make a hat for you, you would choose the guy that's wearing a hat.
He's the guy who had to go to someone else for a hat.
Because he had to go to someone else for a hat.
Wouldn't you choose the guy without a hat? Because he's the guy that made that guy with the hat.
You know what
they say. Wait, hang on. Yeah, no, I've got this ass backwards.
Where does the rat come into this?
Huh? The what?
Look,
what
I
are
just...
you talking about? We're talking about mercury and hat makers.
Oh, the milliner's children's heads go cold, you know?
We're 5 minutes over time and we're one sentence into this article.
Look,
because
I'm
we're
just,
having fun.
I'm going to leave you. I'm just going to leave you with a little thought. Queen, king, always got their little hats on.
Yes. Me, this, I always have a hat on.
This goes all the way to the top.
Of their heads.
Fuck. Anyway, typically ending with the latter's death, disputable. I think that's highly disputable.
I think we made our point pretty clearly.
We have established that none of us are brave enough to kill a rat.
I just don't like to. I don't think it's a bravery thing. This feels unpleasant.
They've got like little human hands.
Yeah.
That they rub together.
They look nervous.
Yes.
And ashamed of their own existence. Much like a friend of mine.
I've spent many years working on my arachnophobia so that I can now, well,
did you say you're arachnophobia?
My arachnophobia.
They call it that because you go, a rat? Nah.
Oh. So that I can have friendly encounters with spiders and release them.
What the fuck are you talking about spiders?
Into the world. Instead of killing them.
On rats.
Yeah. This rat podcast.
Rat shit right now.
I encounter a lot more spiders than I do rats, to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though you don't see rats around anymore.
Yeah.
Like when you're a
kid. A lot
kid.
More people wearing hats, though.
Yeah. Interesting.
Really mainstreamed wearing a hat.
Do you think that
I was complaining about not as many people wearing hats a minute ago.
Yeah, we don't have to be consistent. It doesn't have to be internally consistent.
Yeah,
we're not on
be
trial
funny
here.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yes,
and if it's not funny, it's
time.
Interesting. And if it's not interesting, that's irony.
It's filler.
Doing.
Men used to wear a suit and a hat when they snuck onto a plane with a little girl's boarding pass. You know?
Yes. Yeah. You just have to take your hat off indoors as like a social courtesy as well. Just to prove
but then everybody
that you didn't
sees
have a
the
ratatouille.
Rat straight away. You know?
Yeah.
Oh.
Would you like to come in? No. Goodbye.
Yeah, we've got this new guy at the advertising firm. He produces fantastic work, but will not come into the building.
Don Draper wearing the big Pharrell hat.
And he's standing just outside the door and handing his work across the threshold, saying, no, I've got somewhere to be. I got somewhere to be. I got to get out of here. At a conference of the Center for Animal Studies at the University of Amsterdam, experts argued for a different approach. What if we kiss the rats?
What if we smooch that into hedge?
What if we were all French? Quote, in the conflict between humans and rats, it is usually win-lose. But killing one of the two parties is not a real solution.
I don't know. I feel like rats have potentially killed like maybe like a billion people all told.
Yeah, we're just trying to even it out.
Well, what's the thing that we found out about the plague is that rats weren't the carriers. It was the fleas?
It's the fleas on the rats, right?
Yeah.
Fleas on the rats. You wouldn't blame a rat if it was being piloted by a flea when it then got onto a person and piloted them. Who's in charge here?
Yes.
You know?
Correct.
Yeah, the flea. It doesn't go any deeper.
Yep, it's a flea or two-y situation. Rat or two flea. No. Yeah.
Ratatouille. Perfect. The rat's main problem is a bad image, according to Meryl Leiterlein.
I don't think they've got a bad image. They're so cute.
Goths like them. Sorry, I want to backtrack.
They can tuck the balls away somewhere.
I know that they're being funny with it, but the vague phrasing they've used where it's like conflicts between rats and humans, win-lose, blah, blah, blah. Killing one of the two parties is not a real solution. I think killing one of the parties was on the table.
Not one of the two.
Yeah, not either of the two parties.
It also kind of suggests that a decent proportion of the time the rat is murdering the human.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like if a rat murdered me and went about my job, all my problems would be solved.
The rat's not going to take over your responsibilities after killing you.
Not my problem.
Yep, he's dead then.
I'm dead.
The rats have a strict honor-based society. Yes, I killed you, but I still have an obligation to you.
I will
look after your wife
debts,
and children.
Yeah. I will also eat all the soft bits out of your remote control.
I have
because
what
of
is
my
called
failure.
A ratatouille life debt.
Now my two sons will pilot your two sons to a successful life. Now, choose the hat you will wear for the next 70 years. it's an image problem. It's an image problem.
Burst into the start of that song from Oklahoma.
Oh, says Christine Van Rooyen, who presented a project called Rat City at the conference.
Finally.
She wants to
live
in Rat City.
We get to the good part of the episode.
Welcome to Rat City.
Welcome to Rat City, baby.
Check under your hat, because you're living in Rat City.
Oh, look to your left, look to your right. If one of those people is not wearing a hat, you are being piloted by a rat. Saudi Arabia, they've got neon. They've got the line.
Yeah.
The Dutch, we are looking for Rat City.
Fortunately, material costs much lower due to everything being smaller to fit the rats.
Crows, pigeons, and bats are all similar to rats in terms of presence, numbers, and links to diseases.
Yeah, morally as well. I feel like they're all linked.
Yeah.
Yeah. And oftentimes they're like normal type Pokemon.
they all incur blood debts, as Ben has implied. But people can live with them. With the first response to a rat, while the first response to a rat is calling the exterminator. And that bad reputation is unjustified, Van Gerwen added, adjusting her large hat. Rats are considered transmitters of disease, often in reference to the plague from earlier centuries. But in reality,
early in this podcast,
rats are no more dangerous than other animals.
Yeah, a lot of animals are very dangerous to me. So it's not really helping.
Hippos aren't hippos like the most lethal to human? No, that
yeah, they kill
really
more.
Fucking...
They kill more humans in America than guns.
Yes,
every day. You won't find that in the newspaper.
Well, actually, a lot of the statistics are suicide by a hippo, and it's not really reflective of.
God damn it.
The rat is associated with Wilde's disease. 30 cases of this occur every year. In 20 of them, the infection happened abroad. Big shrug.
A guy died this week or last week in America from the plague.
Cool.
Isn't that nuts? Isn't that fucking crazy?
It's still
crazy?
Around.
Yeah.
It's still like, still doing new releases.
Yeah. Still doing like, new drops.
Yeah, new drops.
Yeah, like hey, dropping that guy.
Did you see that?
Van Gogh advocated a behavior change to send clearer signals to rats, and I do spend most of my time thinking about what signals I am sending to rats.
Yeah, rat semiotics. Rat semaphore.
As humans, we communicate very unclearly with the rat, for example, by leaving food lying around everywhere. Oh, you want to have food and also not have a rat run over your face in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
Hypocrite.
You're
when
a fucking
hypocrite.
When I leave food lying around, that's not me trying to have a conversation.
You're not communicating anything to the rat. We don't want rats in our house, but we leave holes and cracks open so the animals can easily enter. It's your fault. She is victim blaming you. Cities like Amsterdam could improve matters by making the waste system rodent-proof. I don't know. What if they're having fun in there?
Yeah. Where else are they going to find their waste?
How else are they going to, like, surf on a dookie?
Yeah, I've seen flushed... I think they're having a tremendous time down there. Let them cook.
Let them cook.
Oh, wait. No, that's Ratatouille.
Give them tuxedos. No, they get flushed down a toilet and flushed away.
No, I meant the cooking.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. An information campaign about the animal and asking locals to think about exactly why the rat is more of a nuisance than, say, a bat or a pigeon could also help. How often does a pigeon get in your house and eat your shit?
Yeah.
In their Rat City project...
Mm-hmm.
The Rat City project is where first sees the wire is set.
Van Rooyen and Leiterlein also suggest special feeding areas for rats spread throughout the city. The animals can roam around there unhindered, and people, as spectators, can get to know them better. Did a rat write this?
This is fucking amazing. Going to the rat zones? Oh, I'm sorry. We have PvP turned off in here. You could just hang out with the rats.
Yeah.
Just hang out and watch.
This is incredible. Going to the friendly zones in Rat City just to observe the rats chilling.
Show them that you are not a threat.
Yeah.
Why do we want certain animals around us and not others? Van Gogh asked. In newly built houses, facilities are made in the cavity to provide bats with a home. Are they? At the same time, rats are controlled with traps, glue plates, and poison. Yeah. Oh. You like your adorable little puppy, but you don't want to hold all these rats from the trash.
Yeah.
What does that say about you?
You love kissing your little cat on its stupid little nose, but you won't let rats eat all the wiring in your walls at like 3 a.m. centimeters from your head.
And that was probably an episode of the podcast... Bunta Vista, thank you so much for joining us for another wacky, almost hour and a half of rat-based riffs. We loved...
Who thought that was the one we were going to get stuck on?
I know. I was really surprised. I thought we would laugh at the idea of being friendly with the rats, and then we would kind of be done. But you know what? Comedy springs forth in a beautiful synthesis. What we each bring to the table makes something entirely... new.
You can't pigeonhole it.
Yes.
Yeah, or rat hole it.
Rat hole. Yeah.
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 We're not going to rat hole it.
Hey, if you like this, we have dozens of more rat jokes for you in the bonus episodes. You can get those by signing up to the Patreon. It's about the price of a schooner of beer a month, depending on which country you live in.
To be clear, it is almost entirely rat jokes.
It's mostly...
Yeah, most of our rat jokes happen on the bonus episode.
Yeah. But we've given you a little taste of what life would be like if the rat jokes were free. Hey, the rat jokes are on us. Have a rat joke on Bunta Vista. We'll see you next week. Stay safe out there. Strike up a friendship with a local rat. Yeah. Bye.
Goodbye.